When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast where your artificial friends.
Hey there, friends. Gather around the podcasting machine. It's time for a little tiptoe through history. Now, I'm sure you know that the New England Patriots cheat, but did you know it's nothing new? We'll examine that in today's almanac. And also, if you want to be a great master, it's always best to learn from a great master. Let's fire up the almanac. Hi, I'm Andy Chanley. This is Andy's Almanac. It's a brief look at everything that ever happened to anybody on this date. It's Tuesday, December 12, 2017. Just 12 more shopping days left until Christmas. Starting off, we're going to go way back to when the man who discovers Halley's Comet gets in trouble for his cockamamie ideas on this date in 1694. The King's Council of Scientists, they call it the Royal Society, they censure astronomer Edmund Halley for writing a paper explaining that the great flood that the Bible's Noah escapes with an ark, Halley suggests that a comet smashing into the earth causes this massive flood. Balderdash, the Royal Society says, it was the finger of God. Halley might have mapped the orbit of Halley's Comet and invented some cool stuff, but let's face it, he also believed the earth was hollow and that people might live in it. Now, you may have heard that Rock Hall of Famer Steve Miller receives musical instruction from some of the greats. Les Paul here teaches him a few things on the guitar as a kid. Les Paul's so good. Well, that's not a new idea. 225 years ago today in Vienna, Ludwig von Beethoven gets his first lesson in music composition from the old master Franz Joseph Haydn. Sure is something to be said for learning from the best. Let's have a few more seconds of this. Oh, bye-bye. Blues. It's just so good. Today, in 1858, the government of Canada circulates its own first coins, independent of Great Britain. The 1 cent coin is worth, while the 20 cent coin is all the way up to a, I kid the Canadians, their 20 cent piece is worth a full 15 cents here in America these days. By the way, today in 1973, they circulate $5 and $10 Olympic coins, getting a jump on the 1976 Montreal Games. This is just a date in Canada they'd like to put out coins. This is the date aircraft designers like to test their new creations. 102 years ago today, the Germans test their first all-metal plane in Dessau. It's called the Junkers J-1. Man, that's an awful name for an aircraft. Junkers? The Germans, Fokkers and Junkers. What's that? I'm being told that it's pronounced Junkers after inventor Hugo Junkers. I'll make a note of it. Fast forward to this date in 1953, General Chuck Yeager sets a new airspeed record in the Bell X-1A rocket plane. He flies at Mach 2.44, or more than twice the speed of sound. Did you ever hear the snowplow game? Today's the 35th anniversary of a New England-Miami game in the NFL. It's crippled by a snowstorm. Neither team can score all game long. So Patriots coach Ron Meyer sends a groundskeeper, this convict out on work release named Mark Henderson, out with a snowplow to clear a spot for kicker John Smith to try a field goal. As a result, New England wins 3-0. Meyer gives Henderson a game ball for his part in it afterwards. Miami coach Don Shula, oh, he's pissed. He raises hell to the commissioner, who agrees it's unfair, totally unfair, but refuses to change the outcome of the game. If you want to see the John Deere tractor that Henderson used, the Patriots are so ashamed of it that it hangs from the ceiling in a museum exhibit at Gillette Stadium. I wonder if the tires are properly inflated. Finally, 30 years ago today, Darren Mookie Blaylock sets the college record of 13 steals in one game against Centenary. A year later, the Oklahoma guard ties that record against Loyola Marymount. He goes on to wear the number 10 jersey for the NBA's Atlanta Hawks and a couple other teams. His scrappy play makes him a favorite of members of Pearl Jam, who originally named their group Mookie Blaylock. But then they realize if they want to hit it big, that won't work, so they change it. But they still pay tribute to Mookie by using his jersey number as the title of their first album, 10. Mookie is also said to be a mutual fan of the band, but nowadays he's serving a 15-year sentence for vehicular homicide, so he's probably not listening to a lot of Pearl Jam. But thanks for listening to this. This was Andy's Almanac for Tuesday, December 12th, 2017. Any copyrighted material remains sole property of the copyright holder. Appears only for scholarship, criticism, news reporting, parody, or satire. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Your Artificial Friends, the podcast. Please tell your friends about it. That's what we count on, is word of mouth. You can reach us on Facebook under Your Artificial Friends, and you can follow me directly on Twitter at Andy_Chanley. Thanks to my real friends and podcast partners, Sam Farmer, Larry Morgan, and Josh Fligger. We'll talk to you next time on Your Artificial Friends.